Lewis, I just read about this fascinating story about a toy company from China that's making waves globally, and it's all because of a single ugly but cute elf doll called Labubu.
Wait, wait, wait. Ugly but cute. That sounds like a contradiction, but I'm intrigued. What's the name of this company?
It's called Pop Mart, based in Beijing, and this Labubu doll, well, it's causing a frenzy. I read about fights breaking out in stores over these tiny plush toys.
Fights over a doll? That does sound intense. But what makes it so valuable? Is it just the cuteness factor?
Not exactly. The article says it's tapping into something more, like a rebellious kind of cuteness. People are tired of the usual polished stuff and want something different.
I see. So it's like an anti-cuteness movement. But how did it become so big?
Part of it is the blind box model. You buy a box without knowing what's inside. It's like a lottery, which drives repeat purchases and a huge secondary market.
Oh, right. That's the same approach as with those limited edition sneakers, isn't it? People collect them and resell at higher prices.
Exactly, and the craze is global. Celebrities like Dua Lipa and Blackpink's Lisa have been spotted with them. Even a visitor from Costa Rica was trying to get some for her nephews.
That is so cool. But how big is this company now? I mean, they must be doing something right to get that kind of attention.
Pop Mart's market capitalization is £40 billion. That's more than twice the combined value of Hasbro and Mattel.
Wow, that is a huge number. And they're expanding globally. I mean, where are they opening stores?
They have 130 physical stores and 192 vending machine locations outside mainland China, mostly in the US, Europe, and Southeast Asia. And they're selling online too, on Amazon and TikTok.
TikTok, that makes sense. The dolls have been all over TikTok videos. But is there any pushback? I mean, selling blind boxes could be seen as gambling for kids.
Yeah, the Chinese government has taken notice. There were reports about legal experts calling for stricter regulations because of concerns about addictive behavior in minors.
That could be a problem. If they get too much scrutiny, it might affect their growth. But they're still doing really well, right?
They're doing great. Last year, revenue from overseas was £5.1 billion, which is about 39% of their total, and their shares have gone up almost 6 times in the past year.
6 times? That's insane. But what about the future? Are they planning to keep this momentum going?
Analysts are watching closely. Introducing new characters will be key. They have other lines like Crybaby, which saw sales jump 16 times last year. But if they can't keep innovating, the trend might fade.
Right, and they're not the only ones in this space. Companies like Miniso and Sanrio are also seeing growth. It's a competitive market.
Exactly, but for now, Pop Mart is riding the wave. They've created this emotional economy where people seek comfort and companionship through these toys.
I can see how that would resonate, especially with younger generations who grew up with the one-child policy and might feel more isolated.
That's part of it. The article mentions the lipstick effect too. In tough economic times, people spend on small discretionary items for comfort.
So it's kind of a win-win. But I wonder if the success is sustainable. If Labubu's popularity wanes, what happens to the company?
That's the big question. They need to keep coming up with new IP and characters to keep the fans interested. For now, though, they're riding high.
I guess we'll have to wait and see. But this story is definitely a great example of how a simple idea can become a global phenomenon.
Absolutely, and it's fascinating to see a Chinese brand gaining so much international recognition. It's a big deal in the globalization context.